Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Patronage perhaps played a role in a recent high-paying Department of Education job in New Jersey. Let's follow the facts with Star Ledger reporter Matt Friedman. Matt, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Matt, first take us north to Essex County and the role and renown of its executive, Democrat Joseph DiVincenzo.
Joe D, as they call him up here, is essentially, you know, the most powerful Democrat in one of the most important Democratic counties in the state, one of the biggest counties in the state, period, and one of the biggest Democratic vote-producing counties, if not the most.
Though this Democrat is in the good graces of Republican Governor Chris Christie.
He is. In fact, they established early on, you know, a very close working relationship. He even endorsed Christie for re-election in 2013 because of what he does for Essex County.
So the question we're attending to today is, what did Joe do on behalf, perhaps, of his son?
Right. And I think, you know, I haven't gotten an answer from Elder DiVincenzo about whether he did anything to intercede to get his son the job. I did ask the question. I never got a response. You know, I wrote about six or seven weeks ago about the younger DiVincenzo getting this job at the Department of Education, which, frankly, he seemed kind of minimally qualified for. And this is a job that usually goes to pretty senior people from my interactions with people who know. And I wanted to know how he came about getting it and wasn't really getting a lot of details from the Department of Education. So after they repeatedly refused to say whether the job was ever publicly advertised, which it pretty clearly says it has to be in the union's contract, I decided I had to start filing public records requests to find out.
And toward what end? Is it known at this juncture whether that job was publicly posted?
I can't say with 100% certainty that it wasn't. I can tell you it sure doesn't look like it was. I sent in a public records request for a posting of the job that the younger DiVincenzo got, and I got a response back that they have no such records and they don't keep them. The response was pretty vague, and it could have meant that they don't keep them because it never existed for this job, or it could have meant they don't keep them, period. So I followed up with another public records request for any job they posted during the month of May, which I selected more or less at random. And I found that they do keep records of jobs they post. And in fact, one of those jobs that they posted in the month of May was for the same type of job that DiVincenzo's son got. It was the same job title even, just a different specific job 20 miles away. So I have to deduce that they probably didn't. But I can't say with absolute certainty until they confirm that to me.
Now, this position pays some $92,000 a year. Not bad. It calls for 5 years of experience and a master's degree, and DiVincenzo Jr. does meet those criteria.
He does. He meets the qualifications. But I think the question is, why was he hired in the third tier, the highest tier for this job, on the fifth of 10 salary scales, when really it really looks like more or less minimum qualifications, but he was hired almost as if he was a career bureaucrat at the Department of Education, if you look at his salary level. In reality, if this had been an entry-level salary for him, it would have been around $67,000.
Though you haven't gotten much comment on behalf of the hiring decision, who's specifically saying that it's inappropriate?
Well, the union that most members of the Department of Education, the staff, belong to, is the Communication Workers of America. Their contract with the state says that these jobs have to be publicly posted. So they're saying they violated it if they didn't, and they're filing a grievance. We'll see what the next step is after that.
And where does one draw the line between whether it's merely inappropriate or does it indeed violate either the state constitution or its equal opportunity law?
Well, that's not, you know, that's a tough one. And even labor lawyers I talked to were much clearer. They said it clearly violates the contract. That language really couldn't be more clear. Where it's murky is whether the state's equal opportunity law will ends this type of thing. I think if you read the law in itself, on its surface, it seems to, but there's a lot of arguments that can be made, and it's not as clear-cut in terms of state law because it doesn't specifically speak to this like the union's contract does.
Now, as we touched on Governor Christie at the top, let's be clear, there's nobody connecting the dots all the way to the top.
No, but ultimately, this is the Christie administration. You know, if the buck stops anywhere, it's all the way at the top, Matt Christie.
Matt, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
All right, thanks so much.
Star Ledger reporter Matt Friedman.